I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us today. So let's get right to it. There was anxiety over immigration when Trump was elected, and we've closely followed his moves and tweets on immigration since he stepped into the White House. And we've given special focus to the uncertainty around deferred action for childhood arrivals, the DACA program, especially since September, when President Trump announced the end of the program. But we're now hearing that the White House is unveiling a framework for immigration reform, and negotiations will resume in Congress on Monday. The World's Monica Campbell is with us. So, Monica, people are waiting to hear what the White House has in store for Monday, or perhaps right to be skeptical of any big breakthroughs. So help us understand this. What are the major points on this one-page document released by the White House?
It's a big kitchen sink. It's the White House wish list for immigration. What they're wanting to see in exchange for a DACA fix is $25 billion for border security. They call it a border wall system. And this one pager really goes after legal migration in a big way. When we say legal immigration, we're talking about family visas. So if you are here in the U.S., you're a U.S. citizen, perhaps a green card holder, you can bring your dad over or a sibling over. This really goes after that program. They're also proposing a pathway to citizenship for people with DACA and also people who do not have DACA but may have been eligible for the program. So this is something that they think that Democrats and immigration advocates can come around in exchange for this long list that we see in this one page.
And Monica, what are you hearing from advocates for immigrant rights? How are they responding to this proposal?
It's not good. There are a lot of things that they're really very passionate about. And one of them is that their parents can stay legally in the United States, that there's some pathway for their parents. And this proposal doesn't account for their parents at all. In fact, it actually makes it more difficult, even if you have DACA and become a citizen. So that is one big sticking point here. The other is that while what we're seeing in this White House proposal offers people with DACA and even people who might have been eligible for DACA a pathway to citizenship, 10 to 12 years, that's what this proposal says. You can apply for citizenship in 10 to 12 years. That is a real sticking point for a lot of immigration rights advocates. And I spoke to one, his name is Juan Escalante. He was born in Caracas, Venezuela. He came to the United States when he was 11 with his family, and he has DACA. He would be offered a pathway to citizenship, but he also said that they're still going to be living on this thin ice of whether they can really stay.
You know, how many parking tickets are they going to tell us that we can or cannot have before they take away our DACA? So I feel like this is nothing else but like a giant guillotine that they're setting up and saying, you get to stay here for 10 years, and if you don't blink, and hopefully you can come out the other side, you know, unscathed.
You know, I got to say, Monica, it's hard to forget that the last standoff over immigration led to a government shutdown. Is this proposal essentially dead on arrival? And what can we expect on Monday?
If you look at the face of it, it's dead on arrival for some people. Immigrant hardliners say, whoa, you are offering citizenship to more than a million people. Amnesty, rewarding lawbreakers, they say, you know, that is a no-go for us. On the other hand, you have pro-immigrant advocates saying, how can you not incorporate our parents? So it really offers some things for some people and then has poison pills for others. There is some consensus on some things here. One of them is, for example, the diversity visa lottery. And I talked to Greg Siskind. He's an immigration lawyer in Memphis, Tennessee. He said this about the diversity visa lottery, and as somebody who works with immigrants on the ground every day.
What the administration proposed doing with the lottery numbers, I thought was fairly sensible, which is to reallocate them to people that are waiting in family and employment-based green card backlogs, which, you know, for a lot of folks, like particularly I deal with a lot of Indian clients, they could be waiting decades in backlogs for green card numbers. And so for them, that would provide a lot of relief.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, Monica, I mean, all these negotiations, as we just heard, impact the lives of people and leaves a lot of immigrants in limbo. How are people you've been speaking with handling this whole back and forth?
You know, I'm in California, and we're in a state that is trying to protect immigrants as much as possible. But at the same time, you have this threat of immigration raids coming down the line. I mean, I live in a neighborhood that's heavily immigrant, and traditionally you've been safe. That's starting to change, and people are starting to know their rights, get paperwork in, and get prepared. And that's what you hear from lawyers, too, telling their clients, don't be complacent and don't assume that these categories that we've been able to allow people into the country on are going to stick around. It's a level of politics that a lot of people haven't experienced in recent times, and they're moving fast to try and see what they can do.
The World's Monica Campbell there.